the end of 42, my father was moved in his job from a manager at Winchester to a manager at Brighton. And of course, not only was he working full-time and with all the staff shortages that there were, but of course at night time he had to do, firstly he was in the Observer Corps and then he was in the Home Guard. Okay. And when we moved to Brighton, he transferred from the Hampshire Home Guard to the Sussex Home Guard, and one of the first entries in my 1943 diary is the 4th of January 1945, at 7:45 p.m. Mr. Ransom came to take Daddy to his Home Guard headquarters. So, and he was in the Home Guard here in Brighton. I've got lots of, I've got all his, the medals that he had, and also the when they were stood down at the end of the war. I've got a photograph taken outside the pavilion here,
right.
When the Home Guard was stood down. And in my diaries, there was one particular episode. The Home Guard headquarters was in Dyke Road, opposite St. Nicholas Church. And a German aircraft came down in St. Nicholas Church. And in fact, the pilot was hanging from the tree in St. Nicholas Church. Mm. But on that plane were several unexploded bombs. And my father was on duty that night. And so you can see my diary that I wrote, that, oh, you know, I'm so worried about Dad, you know, that if that plane goes up, then the whole Home Guard headquarters will go up.
Mm.
You know, because they took ages to sort of clear all the wreckage and the bombs there. And it's somewhere in my diary, you'll see in 1943, I think, it said, phew, Daddy's safe.